Mr. President, Secretary Rogers returning your call.
Okay.
The President, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, you're not playing golf today, are you?
No, sir. No, I just spent the whole line 2 or 3 hours with the Foreign Minister of Mexico, who's a terrible bore.
Yeah.
I can't tell. You know what's happened, Mr. President, on these things is that the communists have been pretty clever. They have worked it out with Belgium and Peru to establish diplomatic relations, and they have it announced tomorrow, just before the vote.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, they're damn clever people.
Mm-hmm.
We had Peru on our side until
you did,
about...
really?
Well, we changed their mind. Velasco said he'd agree with us, and then after the foreign minister talked to him later on, and he reversed his position again and said they were going to announce the diplomatic relations. They were afraid that it would upset their plans if they voted with us.
Well, you can tell them it doesn't upset our plans. We're
We've told them everything we can tell them.
I know, sure. Well, goddammit, you get an A for effort, and that's important.
Well, I tell you, I don't suppose in the history of the country we've ever made a more vigorous effort. And,
well, you know, really, when you come down to it, you've been up there seeing 95 ministers and talking to them, and my God, I don't think in the history of the country the president's ever made long-distance call to four...
I know it.
...to a king, a prime minister, a president, and...
That's right.
And, you know, we really put the heat on them.
But I think it does show that we've got to start looking to see who our friends are, and we've got to play it real hard. Because taking this case on Mexico, I told him, I said, look, your president has established a very good rapport with President Nixon. He's just going to lose it. I mean,
You put it that way,
that's
to him?
Right.
Good.
I said, we're going to have good relations with you and so forth.
But the Belgians are going to go the other way, are they?
I'm afraid so. I talked to Harmel, and I told him that you'd talk to their prime minister if he thought it'd be any good. He said, we could give you an explanation. I said, I don't want an explanation.
No.
I want your vote.
That's a good way to tell him.
Yeah.
Well, they've been good, but...
Well, Harmel himself has been awfully
good. I know, and he probably wants it, and...
I think he may have to resign as a result of this, poor fella. They've had a major problem over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the socialists are against him. And I have a long telegram about it. And he's been a very good friend.
I know he has. He's a first-class man. Well, I guess it wouldn't do to call their prime minister, not at this point.
Not unless we think that it has some chance. I'll keep in touch with you.
I'm glad you kept on Peru, though. Keep the heat on Velasco. We could do something for Peru if they... I mean, it isn't going to hurt their relations with the Chinese. For Christ's sakes, what the hell good's are their relations with the Chinese going to do them?
Well, that's the point.
What good's it going to do them compared with what good we can do them?
That's right.
The Chinese haven't got anything to sell them. They haven't got anything to buy from them. Well, that's what I mean, to buy from them. And they just are playing they're trading something very good for something very uncertain.
But they all think they can count on us. They can take us for granted.
That's right. That's
right. We've got to change that.
They've got to feel that. I guess that we do not take these things lightly. And I, incidentally, I feel that if it works that way, that we won't make any announcement, anything, sir. But just when on such as I mentioned, things that are symbolic, but to them very important, visits and so forth, by God, I'm not going to see them.
That's right.
We could at least take that away. And then when we get to the aid things and the rest, countries that are with us, we'll help. And the others, Christ, let the Chinese help them.
Exactly. Exactly.
If they want to choose them, they go to China for their help.
Exactly.
They've chosen their way.
I couldn't agree more. I just think that that's how we have to handle it, and we can't say it publicly.
Not a word, and it's never even leak or anything of that sort. But as you well know, these things come across the desk every day, and we just say no. We won't recommend a visit by doing that. And I'm not going to see them.
I have never
a Sengar or these bastards. To hell with them. I'm not going to see them again.
I haven't been involved in something as much as this since the campaign. I don't think.
Yeah.
In '60.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone every second with these people, and I tell you,
you haven't got many chips, huh?
Yeah, we don't have many chips.
We do have many chips, but they don't believe that the United States, when the chips are down, will ever be anything but tolerant. Is that it?
Exactly. Because we never have been. We've always...
I'm glad you have taken a very strong position on Allende, incidentally. That's been good.
Yeah.
I mean, that at least it shows that we've got something. And on Peru, by God, we'll do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, Peru has been pretty good, though, lately. They've been...
I know. This vote.
On this vote, yes.
That's what I meant. On this, we've got to slap them on the wrist a little, don't you think?
That's right. Down deep inside.
I think that's true of Europe, too, Bill.
It is. It's certainly true of France.
Yeah, you take France, the British, they basically have a position we can understand, but the Europeans, a lot of them, are, I think, under the they just feel, well, there's just a jealousy and envy of the United States.
There's no doubt about it.
And they're going to take it out on us. Well, we just have to do a few things ourselves, and I couldn't agree more, though, that I think we've got to re-examine our support of the multilateral organizations.
No doubt about it.
We pour in that money, and you know, I stopped to think of the time for IDA and all the rest. Good God, those were in the '69. How, you know, we put a lot of prestige behind getting the Congress to approve it when they didn't want to. Well, the hell with it. Next time we won't do it.
We don't get any credit at all for that. They just take that for granted.
Do they?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
None at all.
I'll be damned. Well, look, let me tell you, don't have anybody send over to me then the next time. Well, we've got to support IDA, or we've got to support Inter-American Development, or da-da-da-da-da. The hell with it.
That's right.
We'll find some other things to support. You know, with all the thing is that with all the bitching about foreign aid, so-called, God damn it, that's what the Congress ought to be approving. They ought to approve foreign aid so that we can do it directly.
Exactly.
And we'll get a few of these congressmen and senators in after this thing. I think you should, and say, look, let's have some cold turkey talks about what is in our interest. And we help here, and we don't help there. Passman will help us on that.
Oh, he'll be great.
Yeah.
We can use him.
Use him, because he these international organizations, he's got that big list, you know.
That's right.
And say, all right, Otto.
John Rooney will be helpful, too.
Well, terrible Otto, we'll get him in and say, all right, how about some of these? And, well, he'll cut their balls off. Also, I must say, the UN isn't going to do very well in its appropriation next time.
They're not going to. Jerry Sports says he's only going to be able to get half of what we've had in the past.
That's right. That's right.
So they're going to have problems. Utah will have to cut down his staff.
That's too bad. That's too bad. There's that many less against us.
That's a fact.
Well, anyway, it's too bad. Keep at it, and
you never know.
You might still win it.
Well, we got. We're about even right now.
Sort of a long shot.
That's right. All right, Mr. President.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye.